At the start of June, Czechs went to the polls in parliamentary elections. But today, a full 50 days later, it seems they are still not near to having a new government. The Chamber of Deputies, a would-be coalition of the Civic Democrats, the Christian Democrats and the Greens, has 100 seats, exactly the same number as the left of the House, the Social Democrats and the Communists. On Monday, President Václav Klaus, who founded the Civic Democrats, gave his first long interview on the political crisis in Mladá fronta Dnes. To discuss the president's position, Dieter Asiedu spoke to political commentator Petr Just.
Now probably he feels that there was a need to say openly where he stands, but unfortunately he didn't say it probably quite clearly. At the beginning he said that the proposed coalition of Mr. Topolánek, consisting of his Civic Democratic Party and the Greens and the Christian Democrats, that was the best solution or only possible solution. However, then we witnessed kind of steps back in this statement.
He mentioned four possible ways out of the stalemate and left out the grand coalition of the Social Democrats and the Civic Democrats. Why do you think did he not want to publicly talk about it?
There is one very specific issue, and this is a public opinion. As I noticed today in the newspaper, a public opinion is, let's say, opposing the Grand Coalition, and Václav Klaus is sometimes being said that he follows a public opinion. So this might be one of the reasons why he doesn't say openly whether he is for a Grand Coalition or not, because the public opinion thinks that this is the worst solution of the post-election way.
Now, there are talks of behind-the-scenes plans by Mr. Klaus to entrust Civic Democrat and current Prague Mayor Pavel Bém with the forming of a new government if party leader Mirek Topolánek fails. Now, would Mr. Bém have better chances at making headway?
Mr. Bém is considered to be Václav Klaus's person within the current leadership of ODS, of the Civic Democratic Party. Therefore, Mr. Bém would be probably possible choice for next president's candidate for prime minister. Mr. Bém has one big advantage. He is a Lord Mayor of the Prague, where there is actually a grand coalition of Civic Democrats and the Social Democrats. And he's running this coalition already second term, second electoral period. And one of his deputies in a previous term was also Jiří Paroubek, who was then the deputy mayor of Prague and now is leader of the Social Democratic Party. So there might be some connections between these two men, and there might be some, let's say, maybe secret talks between these two men about the future composition of government composed of ODS and the Social Democratic Party.
Political analyst Petr Just talking there to Radio Prague's Dieter Asiedu.